Isaiah, chapter 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz saw. Set up an ensign on the bare mountain, lift up the voice to them, wave the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my consecrated ones, yes, I have called my mighty men for my anger, even my proudly exulting ones. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people. The noise of a tumult of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts is mustering the host for the battle. They come from a far country, from the uttermost part of heaven, even Yahweh, and the weapons of his indignation, to destroy the whole land. Wail, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, as destruction from the Almighty it will come. Therefore all hands will be feeble, and every heart of common man will melt. And they will be dismayed, pangs and sorrows will take hold of them, they will be in pain as a woman in travail, they will look in amazement one at another, their faces will be faces of flame. Look, the day of Yahweh comes, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation, and to destroy its sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and its constellations will not give their light, the sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. And I will punish the world for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make common man more rare than fine gold, even man more than the pure gold of Ophir. Therefore I will make the heavens to tremble, and the earth will be shaken out of its place, in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it will come to pass, that as the chaste roe, and as sheep that no man gathers, they will turn every man to his own people, and will flee every man to his own land. Everyone who is found will be thrust through, and everyone who is taken will fall by the sword. Their infants also will be dashed in pieces before their eyes, their houses will be rifled, and their wives raped. Look, I will stir up the Medes against them, who will not regard silver, and as for gold, they will not delight in it. And their bows will dash the young men in pieces, and they will have no pity on the fruit of the womb, their eye will not spare sons. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, neither will it be stayed in from generation to generation, neither will the Arabian pitch tent there, neither will shepherds make their flocks to lie down there. But wild beasts of the desert will lie there, and their houses will be full of doleful creatures, and ostriches will stay there, and wild goats will dance there. And wolves will cry in their castles, and jackals in the pleasant palaces, and her time is near to come, and her days will not be prolonged.